So, if you've got a big anointing, that's not the criteria for being used in these last days. You're thinking, but I've got a big anointing. I lay hands on people and they get healed. I lay hands on people and they start speaking in tongues. I've got a big anointing. I'm walking in the glory of God. I feel His presence all the time. Well, He loves you and He's got a work for you to do. But the thing that's going to qualify you in these last days, in this, what we would call the end time army, if you'll listen to Joel chapter 2, you know, it talks about an army, an angelic army. And also, you know, if you look at Jude, it says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these. Who's these? That end time army. Saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of His saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. So, you know, the Bible says in Judges chapter 7, verse 6, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. So that's 300 men out of thousands were whittled down because God didn't want He didn't want them to have the victory through numbers, but through Him. So you use 300 men, He divided them into three groups of 100, and they broke their pots and they had a light inside them, and the light shone all around. And you have a light inside you, and this vessel that is covering that light will break forth and you will walk in glory. So your anointing is not what's going to qualify you for the last days in time army. No, it's your obedience to the Word of God. It's your obedience to the Word of God. How can you follow and walk in step with the Word of God? With Him, with Jesus, the Word of God. When you can't even follow the words that are written down on paper and believe them and use them as your measuring stick. Instead, you walk in your anointing and you give yourself lots of latitude, lots of wiggle room because of your anointing. Well, I've got this anointing so I can do all sorts of things. But the Bible says this, it doesn't matter. I've got this anointing. Therefore, it legitimizes my doing. No, that's not true. What's going to qualify you in these last days for this end time army is your obedience to the Word of God. It's not going to be about your anointing. That's not what's going to get you in. It's your obedience to the Word of God. Do you read the Word of God and cherry pick? Do you only like the stuff that you like? It's up to you. You make that decision. You have to come to a conclusion. You have to come to a fork in the road and say, I'm going to follow the Word of God in context to the fullest, and I'm not going to let anything else sway me. The Bible says, count every man a liar, but God's word true. It's a measuring stick that's going to be used. That's what's going to qualify us. Because in that end time army, it says that they all walked in perfect step. They didn't move around. They were in perfect step. They were in perfect step. They were in perfect agreement with the Word of God, with Jesus. He is the Word of God. So at the end of the day, you can maybe say, well, I don't like some scriptures, but I like these scriptures. So when you stand before the Lord, what are you going to say? I don't like some of the stuff you are or who you are, but I like some of the other stuff. Do you think that's going to get you anywhere? It will disqualify you from this end time army, because He wants people who are sold out to the Word of God, not to the anointing that's over them. Okay, the anointing is a functional thing. It doesn't qualify you for the end time army. It qualifies you for ministry now, but there's a new thing that's going to be happening. God's going to be doing a new thing on the earth, and it's going to be this end time army. And he's going to draw people out who lap with their hands. We'll use Gideon, or the story of Gideon, as an example. He wanted people who were, they had presence of mind. They were super vigilant to the word of God. They were not going to bend or move away from the word of God. That was the anchor for their soul. And God is going to use those people. And he's going to try and test you. Are you obedient to him, to his leading, not your anointing, to his leading of the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit? That's what's going to qualify you. That's what's going to get you into this place which we call, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on those who are ungodly. Who are the ungodly? Those who don't follow the word of God. Those who twist the word of God to their own ideas. Those who put people in programs, Christian programs, that lead nowhere because they have no fruit in them. If they would, then they would have borne fruit. They would have had fruit. But there are churches who go for generation, generation, and they never get any better. They just stay the same. They don't bear truly any fruit. Now, they might bear some fruit, but not the fullness. Not, you know, a tree that just bears a bit of fruit needs to be maybe looked at and pruned massively. A tree is supposed to bear a lot of fruit. It's supposed to be fruitful. You know, and the Bible talks about you being fruitful. It also talks about your fruit remaining. That's an interesting concept. So instead of you having just a seasonal fruit, you actually bring forth fruit 365 days a year. Your fruit remains. It doesn't wither, doesn't fall off the vine, doesn't fall off the tree. It actually stays fresh and healthy to eat. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? And you'll get that through the word of God. And a lot of people don't really teach that you should fear the Lord, that you actually walk in his word. A lot of people don't teach the fear of the Lord. With fear and trembling, you work out your own salvation. What does the Bible say about this and this and this? So if you're going to try and get into this, what is going to be a great move of God in the last days, he's going to sort things out. He's going to sack pastors. He's going to reappoint other people. He's going to lift those who have been faithful to his word. And he's going to push down those who have walked in their own anointing outside the word of God. And they're all over the place. Great ministries. They have great anointings. They dazzle people with their healing ministry, but they don't adhere completely to the word of God. Oh, they say so. They say, we follow the word of God. But when you go to certain scriptures, they say, oh, no, not that, not that. Now, I've hinted about all of this on my front page. I've been preparing people with doctrine so that they can understand. But this place here is for those who, what I call heavy hitters, those who are growing up in the Lord, those who are maturing and not walking as children. And they have the Lord as their instructor. They have the Holy Spirit as their teacher. They don't look to man for their instruction. They look to God. They've moved out of babyland into Godland. They're becoming the sons of God. They are manifesting as the sons of God. And the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, you can be a wannabe. You can think, oh, I've got a great anointing. I'm wonderful. God is really using me. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord for that. But are you faithful in the word? And that's where my measuring stick is for anybody. Are they faithful in the word? Now, we don't know everything in the Bible. And that's true for everybody. I don't know all the scriptures. I've heard all the scriptures, but I don't know them all. But the stuff that I hear, I take serious. The stuff that is revealed to me, I take serious. So when I show somebody a scripture in the Bible, I remember years ago showing a guy who's spirit-filled. He had an anointing. The church thought he was a great man of God. They thought he was really somebody. And I showed him in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, because he had problems with me about speaking in tongues. He said, all you talk about is speaking in tongues. I said, no, I talk about everything else as well. But I do talk about speaking in tongues a lot because it's a very important aspect in the kingdom of God. And I said, even Jesus spoke about speaking in tongues. And he said, that's rubbish. I said, it's in the Gospel of Mark. And he looked at me. And I showed him the scripture. And he looked dumbfounded. And I thought, you're a man of God. You haven't seen this? This is simple stuff. He said, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not will be condemned, and these signs will follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils, they'll speak of new tongues. They'll lay hands on the sick. They'll pick up snakes and swing them around by their tails. I'm only joking. But the Bible says, and they went forth, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the word. The Bible says, God said, Jesus said, all the same one, said, if you receive my Father and me, we will show you the doctrine. And if you pray in tongues, God will reveal to you the mysteries of the kingdom of God. One of the mysteries is that his word is very important in your life. I can get the most wrecked, twisted-minded Christian with a really, really big anointing, very big anointing. I can get them praying, and the Holy Spirit will deal with the rubbish that's in their life, the false doctrine, all of the lies, all of the twisted things that they've been taught. And the Holy Spirit will deal with them, and he will start throwing out all that stuff. He will start renovating their understanding, and eventually they'll come to a place where the word will mean everything to them, the clarity of the word, and they will meditate on the word, and they'll be like a tree planted by a river, and their leaf will never wither, and they will bear massive amounts of fruit. So there's something for you to consider, that the word of God is paramount. It is above all anointings. The anointing comes from the Holy Spirit. He administrates the anointing. But there are unrighteous men, and we can name a lot, who walk this earth, who do ungodly things, preach ungodly stuff, but they walk in the anointing. They confuse people. God doesn't qualify you by your anointing. That is a gift. That's a ministry that you walk in. If you are unfaithful to the word of God, that's something you're going to have to deal with when you stand before the Lord. So we'll leave it there.